You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
University of Auckland Professor of Economics Susan St. John recently released an article discussing the state of low-income households in the upcoming election. I spoke to her about her article and research that looked at the In-Work Tax Credit, or IWTC, and the areas in which it was failing low-income households. We also discussed the policies that Aotearoa's two major parties, Labour and National, have pledged. This included their promise to increase low-income households to $50,000 by 2026, as well as Labour's forgotten promise to review and change the IWTC system. In your article, you start off by saying that Aotearoa's two major parties, Labour and National, have pledged to increase in-work tax credit, but there is no sign of Labour's previously promised review and change of working for families. Why is this review so important?
Well, because working for families is so complicated and it's got objectives that are contradictory. It's not doing a good job in addressing child poverty. And it is very, very hard on the working low-income families who find that they're earning just in the bracket where they start to lose their working for families at a very high rate.
Overall, looking at the big picture, what kinds of fundamental changes do we need to see?
We need to see an emphasis on the needs of children. We need to put children at the centre. And if you did that, the last thing you would do would be to increase the in-work tax credit, because the way that the in-work tax credit works is to penalise families, particularly in times that we're going through where we've had many natural disasters, we've got a recession, families are losing hours of work. They can only have 2 weeks if they have no paid work and still get the in-work tax credit for their children. And if they have to go on to any benefit, even a part benefit, then they're not entitled, their children are not entitled to that assistance, which is approaching $100 under the new policies that's been announced. So it's a considerable amount per week for a family to suddenly find is cut out of their budgets simply because they've fallen on hard times. But working for families is really badly designed.
Now, you also talk about poverty and paid work. What are some of the problems that the IWTC is creating with its policy to withhold payments when a household loses paid work?
Well, one of the issues with the in-work tax credit is that it adds to the other family tax credit, and that whole package starts to reduce over a very low income threshold of $42,700, and that's been fixed since 2018. And when families earn $1, if you think about it, just say the extra dollar earned over that threshold, they not only pay tax on that dollar, but they lose entitlement to 27 cents of their working for families. And it could be they also lose entitlement to some of their accommodation supplement, and many of them have student loans, so they're paying 12% on that as well. So it means that the extra dollar that's earned can leave very little in the hand, which is an incredible work disincentive. Can you see the irony here? That here we've got a system that's got massive work disincentives built into it, and yet they're trying to pretend that it's about incentivising.
The current Labour and National proposal is to increase low-income households to $50,000 by 2026, which you say is too late and not enough. Instead, households need to be at $53,000 now just to match inflation. Now, taking all of this into account, is it possible to reach this number, and if so, how?
Well, it's because we do not have annual indexation of the threshold that we get into this situation where its value is so eroded that in order just to bring it back in line with inflation, you've got to push it up quite a lot. And I've suggested about 53 might be where it should be sitting. To put it up to 50,000 in 2026, so we're talking 3 years out, just before the next election, it's like pushing it so far down the road that essentially it's ignoring the problem. And we're going to have that fixed threshold in place for all these years up to 2026, and then it's only going to be lifted up by an amount that is not even going to match inflation.
Towards the end of your article, you express the need for a better system, and you suggest giving the full WFF package to low-income families regardless of employment status. Could you explain what this would mean and why it would solve some of the systemic issues we are currently facing?
Well, at the moment, the people who miss out are the worst off. The worst off children are not eligible for that part of Working for Families that's called the in-work tax credit, but it's just a payment for children designed to meet and prevent poverty. So we deny that to all the children whose parents do not fulfil the criteria, and in particular are accessing some kind of benefit or even a part benefit. They could be working 20 hours a week, but if they've got any part benefit at all, their children miss out. So we should get rid of the in-work tax credit by adding the amount of the tax credit to the family tax credit that goes to all children on the same basis. And if we did that, we would give a really much needed boost to the worst off families without pushing it all the way up the income scale, which is what happens, or what will happen, with this increase to the in-work tax credit.
That was Professor of Economics Susan St. John talking about what this election will mean for low-income households.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.